Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Today is Thursday, March 25th. It's about 25 after 5 in the afternoon. I'm riding home from work right now. Actually, I'm going to get Odie, who was groomed today. But I did want to take a minute and share some thoughts about how things have gone this week. The first couple of days, Sunday, Monday, and really into Tuesday, my quads were so sore that I had to walk down steps sideways, took the elevator when possible. And then yesterday, Wednesday, I was probably 75% better from the soreness. And today on Thursday, I'm probably 95% better. My hip, though, whenever I get up in the morning, if I bend my leg at a certain angle, I still have a noticeable pop in it. I don't know if that's something that's ever going to go away or if it's... I think it will, but I'm not sure exactly why it continues to do that. But I don't really have pain with it, but I know that I need to be careful getting back into the running. Will not plan to run on Friday. I said originally I would just go on Sunday, but I believe I'm actually going to try to go running again on Saturday. Just a couple miles, see how it feels. And then we will gradually build up. That'll be the first week. By the second week, I hope the long run will be up to 5. By the third week, long run up to 6. By the fourth week, long run up to 7. And then at that point, that'll be a month, we will begin to add to the long run until the long run is actually, like I said in the past, work back up to about 12 miles. And then we'll be back where we need to be. I did go to the blog and updated some things. The update on the amount of money that was raised is there, as well as information, actually a countdown clock on the next major race, which will be a half marathon, same one I ran last year. It's several months away, but in between all that, I probably will run some 5Ks, and I do know the 10K in Greensboro around July 4th. I wouldn't mind running that, but we'll see how that goes. But I did put a countdown timer there because that will be my next race where I really train and gear up for. But we will see how that goes. So right now I am feeling better. Was very, very sleepy the first two or three nights and even during the daytime. And by Tuesday that felt better. By yesterday the sleepiness is gone. And my body, it's funny, every day that I wake up I can tell that I feel stronger and I am much less sore. And I think by tomorrow, based on the progress we've made, probably the soreness will be completely gone. But I do know that I need to give myself about a month to build back up. And even at that point, as I said a moment ago, I will not be running over 7 miles. But then we will begin to gradually etch that up to probably 12 miles will be the extent of my long runs until I train for the half marathon. At that point, probably go up to 15 or 16 miles. Probably won't go any beyond that, and assuming that I do get back into good shape with my knees, hip, and remain healthy at that time, and possibly even for some of the other races, I may do some speed work, tempo work, that type of thing, but we'll just see how that goes. But I am still just thrilled with the marathon, and it's funny, everybody that talked to me about it, first question out of most of their mouths, the non-runners especially, was, did you finish it? Which is pretty funny. They assume you might not, which I can understand that. And then I was able to tell them happily that yes, not only did I finish, but felt very good about the race. So, we will come back in just a little bit. Probably pick it up on the very short run that we'll take, Lord willing, on Saturday.
Thank you.
morning, Tigger. Good morning. Yeah.
Welcome to episode 46 of 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you with me today. It is presently 48 degrees. Today is April 1st, April Fool's Day. So I need to remember that. My wife usually comes up with some kind of big doozy about tricking me or whatever because of April Fool's, where you try to get someone kind of like trick-or-treat almost, except you're saying things instead of necessarily doing things. But anyway, I have come outside. It's about 25 to 7, and the sun is beginning to come up enough that it's getting light. No. Tigger's wanting to get on my shoulder. She's on the back of my car, and I'm standing there. But we can't do that right now, Tigger. I got to run. And it is 48 degrees. It's sunny. Going to be sunny. Right now, it's just clear, although the moon is still out behind the house. And the birds are singing like crazy. And Tigger, of course, is active as well, as you can hear. But anyway, it's good to have you along. Let's go ahead and get started. Oh, Tigger jumped on my shoulders anyway. Get down. Get down. Ow, that hurts whenever you're wearing a fairly thin shirt. I think she may have scratched my ear. Anyway, let's run. If I don't start moving, she's going to jump back up on my shoulders again. The flowers are blooming like crazy. The trees particularly. Bradford pears, weeping cherry, other trees of like that, similar to that in the area, are just really going crazy. They're opening up and they're blooming at full bloom. Crabapple tree in my front yard that I planted in memory of my father. Looks like it'll be blooming here next week or so. Cherry tree that I have in my yard is later than some others, and I believe it'll be blooming as well. Maybe within another week to 2 weeks for that. But it's just spring. It's spring, and we have looked forward to it. After running so many cold mornings, it's nice to get up, and while it's not warm out here, it's certainly more comfortable than, say, 20 degrees. High today is supposed to be 85. You can believe that. Made it up to 78 yesterday, and they're talking Friday. Today's Thursday. They're talking tomorrow could reach near 90. We might break a record. So welcome to the, not just spring, but we're sort of skipping spring evidently in the temperature department and jumping right into the summer. The only thing about the marathon is it would have been nice if we could have had a little cooler morning, but I believe that would have helped all of us. But you know, you take what you can. Mother Nature cannot be controlled, and so whatever happens that day happens, and you deal with it, and we did. Speaking of Mother Nature, we had a series of tornadoes here this past Sunday night. Extensive damage to several neighborhoods in North High Point, which is Guilford County. Some damage in Davidson County near here. And next episode, episode 47, I want to take you along with me as we go and help people get cleaned up, volunteering to serve in that capacity. So we will do some running in episode 47, but we also will be covering some of that as well, giving you information about the storms and actually taking you on site, at least via audio, to the area that was one of the hardest hit even as we work to get that area cleaned up. So that'll be next episode. This episode, however, I wanted to just share some follow-up on the marathon and then the episode 48, two episodes from now, I'll share some lessons I've learned about training and about myself, maybe even life in general, from getting ready for the marathon and running that race. So, next week, we will include a segment on tornado recovery effort here in Northern High Point. Week after that, I'd like to share some thoughts about what I've learned as I train for the marathon. In this episode, I just want to share with you, I think I'll talk about some of the things that are going on relative to follow-up from the marathon and give you an update. Let me give you an update on me. This is the first day that I've run since the marathon. I hadn't even thought about it consciously till just now that I'm actually running after the marathon's over. With the hip, the way that it's been bothering me, and with the knees, the way that they were affected early on, I decided to go ahead and just take an extensive rest. I was going to take a week anyway, because some of the material I read suggested taking a full week off, and that sounded good to me. So I was going to take the week, and then I decided, you know, my hip and knees, it's not going to kill me if I miss a few more days. So the marathon was a week ago this past Saturday. So that means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We took off a total of 11 days. But I'm running this morning. And glad to be doing that. I'll tell you a little more about what my plans are relative to the running and racing in just a few minutes. If you went to the blog, you would have seen this. But there was a marathon mix-up. And what happened, the leader in the half, who had signed up for the half, was misled somehow and ended up going the wrong area. He made a wrong turn, rather, with the halves in the full split. He went to the right. I understood he was following the lead vehicle. And then I also heard know that the volunteers waved him in the wrong direction. I'm not sure. It would have been hard for the volunteers to do that, although it's certainly possible, because of the fact that marathoners had green bibs, halves had red bibs. And even the 5Kers who started an hour later and didn't run the same course at all, other than the finish, a couple blocks there, they had blue bibs. So that really works better than last year when it was based on not color bibs, but you just need to be aware of making sure you half or you full. So that helps. So anyway, he was waved in the wrong direction and he proceeded up North Johnson instead of back to South Johnson toward town. And when he realized he was going the wrong way, he decided that rather than trying to make up the time by going back, I don't know how much time it would have been, but as soon as you got off of where the split was, it clearly said you were now on the marathon course. But he decided to continue running, and the guy actually won it. While you won't find his time anywhere, I don't believe, he ran a 240, 242, something like that, and won the race. And then the guy who came in second, who had actually registered for the full marathon, he ran a 2:46 or 7, and 2 hours after the finish, they declared him the winner, disqualified the other fellow because he had not officially registered for that race. Well, people have been going back and forth at our local newspaper's website talking about that, and while I hate it for the guy that was disqualified, I also understand they have to follow a fairly strict ruling, and from the USTF or whatever, and I understand that, and surely he would have known that. Some other issues, if you know you're in serious contention for winning the thing, which he had to have known, looks like you would be familiar with the course. So, I personally stand on the side of the race director. Now, was it handled properly as far as the way he was dealt with on a one-to-one level? There were some issues about that too, I don't know. Anyway, we had a mix-up. And if you go to episode 45, I put a link there. Although that link will not open in, it's either Explorer or Firefox, but it'll open the other one. No, it was not one, but the other. You can click on that. There's a picture of the winner. Well, it was disqualified, I mean, information. And you can actually sign up and post a comment there. So, we had a little bit of drama at the North Carolina Marathon several days ago. Thought I'd share that with you. If you also go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, you will find marathon photos. Where I list photos down on the left-hand side, you'll find those there. They are the first ones that begin scrolling. I put, I don't know, 8 or 10. And then, of course, from the blog last week, had some pictures, a group picture of me and my family. A couple pictures after the race. I will be posting more marathon pictures at the blog as I get those. Austin's supposed to be sending me the ones that they took. And I actually ordered a few pictures from the professional photographers that were there. Well, you know, my first marathon, I'm going to have some nice pictures. So we'll share those with you as well. I'm not going to get any. And Cindy insisted, yeah, it's your first one. You really ought to do that. So that's what we did. So go to the blog and check out the photographs. If you haven't done that, if you've never been to the blog, I encourage you to go. And there's lots of other things there that you might find of interest. Found out after I received my official email on the finish time that while my time stayed the same, 4:05:31, some of the statistics, which is pretty incredible with the chip technology, how they can clear this up. Not clear it up, but make it so easy to know what's going on with your place and all that. But I wanted to let you know that there were actually 302 to finish, not 301 as we stated last week. That became obviously limited information. And I came in 64th out of 302 overall in the marathon. There were probably three times that many in the half. But I came in 64-302, and of 211 men, I placed 49th. So, that means that I gained 130 overall places the second half of the race. I ran about a 5-minute negative split, but I knew I was going by a lot of people, but did not realize that it was quite that many, although a lot of people were walking, obviously. I did want to thank you as well. I have a official, unofficial total, because I have a feeling there are others who are going to contribute or have, since it was checked. But we raised around $600 for the American Lung Association, and there might be a little bit more to come in. If you'd like to make a contribution, I've left that information at the blog. Near the top, you will find it. Simply go there and click on the link. Be sure to mention it's in memory of Samuel McDonald Cavanaugh. I have that information listed there at the blog. And if any more money comes in, which I feel confident that it will, I'll be sure and let you know the total, but we raised around $600, and I'm very, very pleased with that. Okay, we're running and feeling relatively well. I'm a little more winded than I would be, because after you miss 11 days of running, it's going to take a little while for me to get the lungs going again, and take a little bit of time, I think, for my legs to really recover fully. I was really, really sore through Thursday of last week. I began to sense that it would soon be over, and about a week ago, Friday, something like that, the soreness was gone. No soreness. I'm not wearing the knee straps this morning. Not messing with them. And we're moving along to, I believe a 11 or 12 minute mile. So we're really coasting right now. But my knees are not bothering me at all. And my right hip is significantly improved. Although, first few days after the race, I could lay in bed in the morning and flex at my hip, drop my leg back down, and you could almost hear an audible pop, like a ligament or a tendon popping. So I really don't have an answer as to what's wrong with that hip, but I know that just out running like this, generally speaking, doesn't seem to aggravate it. But I wanted to rest longer than anticipated, because I was hoping, and hopefully that will be the case, that the extra rest would help speed up the recovery of the hip. But I do plan to continue running and not take a break like that, unless I am injured. Right now, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Man, the trees are beautiful. Yeah, it may be like that where you are, but every year we ride through, and this area especially, and see the trees I mentioned earlier, and every year I'm still amazed at how beautiful they are. It almost looks like tissue paper has been just confettied. They sprayed the tree with glue and dropped a big bag of confetti over the top of it, and everything stuck, which was everywhere on the limbs, is still hanging on. It's just absolutely beautiful. I love this time of year. We took our mower last week to have it worked on. Okay, we're turning around and haven't gotten it back yet, but go ahead and let them change the oil, the plug, filter, sharpen and or replace the blades. And my deck, I use a push mower, had a lot of movement in it, where when you press down the handles, where the bolts go into the back of the deck, the handles would go down, 8 or 10 inches further than they were supposed to. I mean, I've only had the thing 8 years. It's a Murray, 3¾ horsepower. It's got the pump on it. Instead of, I guess it would be a choke, but it mows good, and my father-in-law does most of my mowing for me. We actually bought a battery-operated weed eater last year. He wanted to pick it up because he loved to weed eat. Whenever he was home, they raised chickens. And I mean chickens, I mean lots of chickens. Depending on time of year, heat being a factor or whatever, they had two houses. They would have anywhere from 8 to 12,000 birds in each house. And weeds were an issue because during the summer, you don't want those weeds growing up on either side of the chicken houses because it cuts off the circulation. And chickens and perhaps other animals too, if it gets too hot and you're not careful, they pile up, so to speak. They'll crowd together. And if they get too hot, you can lose chickens. I remember after Cindy and I started dating, I'm pretty sure it was before we were married, we had one of those really, really hot stints in the summer. And you put soakers on top of the tin on the chicken house and let the water run down during the heat of the day, and that water will help take away some of that heat. And they have misters, which help cool the chicken's butt. They create what are called hard pans in the sawdust material that's put in each time you get new birds, or every two or three times you get birds. And those hard pans get really hard, obviously, hence hard pants. I don't know why they call them pans, but you have to dig those things out, and that water will make it hard and just makes a mess. But he would weed eat with a gas weed eater. He wore out probably half a dozen. And so our yard's not that large. It's a decent yard, but not that big. We live in town, so we don't have the problem with the high brush and having to get a bush hog come in and cut it all down. And so last year, beginning of the season, he said, "You know what, I believe I want to buy a weed eater. What would you want me to get?" And because to me it seemed easier, I recommended getting a electric one. So we got one that has battery packs you swap out. Put the battery pack in it, weed eat. When it runs down after 20, 30 minutes, pop it out, put another one in. We bought an extra one so we could do that. Two batteries will weed eat the whole yard if you get along with it. Anyway, he tried to weed eat the other day after the batteries had been sitting the whole winter and had no juice. Charged it, started weed eating, got some of that done, but I don't think he's exceptionally happy with the electric weed eater. And to be honest, I don't know if I am either. But it's better for the environment. Now, I don't adhere to all the global warming stuff, and I'm not going to get political here, but I certainly believe in cutting down the number of carbon dioxide, noxious chemicals, things like that. I certainly agree with that. I just have a real question, significant question, over whether we are really warming the earth or if this is a natural sequence. But do we need to care for the environment? Absolutely. We recycle, as I've told you. 2/3 of our garbage is recyclable material anymore. We try to use Energy Star appliances. You know, things of that nature. But I'm not going to go overboard and do some of the things I think that are thrown out there, or I'm not going to believe. I don't believe some of those things. We use fluorescent bulbs. Every lamp, every light fixture in my house has a compact fluorescent bulb in it. Yeah, they're more expensive, quite a bit more initially, but they do tend to last longer. And I can tell you, they do save energy. Although my power bill is a little up this year because of the exceptionally cold weather we had. So, it being spring and the trees blooming and all that, my grass is growing and we're waiting to hear back on the mower. You might be mowing while you're listening to this, I don't know. But I want to thank you for listening. You're listening to episode 46 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. want to fill you in on what I was planning to do over the next 3 weeks anyway. As we're running up one of the cul-de-sacs here, my hip is not seriously hurting, but it's so weird. After all that rest, I can still feel just a twinge of it. But I do think, unless I run stupid, too much too fast, and I have been prone to go too fast, not run too much, I don't think, but unless I do something really stupid, we should be okay. But I wanted to let you know what I was planning to do in recovery for the marathon. It's sort of a reverse taper, and I am taking my time. I plan to, well, three today, which, short of something happening in the next 0.8 tenths miles or mile, we'll complete that. Three today, four my next run, five my next. Then we will do four, five, and six the week after. And then I plan to do five, six, seven. That will put me through the month after the race. Then the next week we will run six, seven, and eight. And then when I hit eight, that is my threshold for a shorter run. I don't plan to run any more than that, except the long run, which I want to go up to about 12, unless I'm training for something longer, which I'll talk about in a minute. So that's my plan. I'm not running fast, no speed work, no tempo work, just letting my body do its work. For instance, this morning, I ran out to, that's about 1.6. And turned around, I really did not even look at the time, other than when I gave you an update a while ago. But I know we're not running very fast, but we're moving. But hey, I'm recovering from the marathon. I am now a marathoner. Feels weird to say that. It's so strange. 20 minutes before the race was over, you were there, you heard it. I was thinking, in my mind at least, man, can I keep going? I'm gonna have to quit. 26 miles is insane. And then 20 minutes after it was over, when I got steadied on my feet and wasn't walking around like Rubber Band Man, which I did for a couple minutes, it's like I couldn't walk straight. Not terribly, but I knew I was wobbly. One of the photographs at the blog, you can't tell, but it's actually Sammy holding me up. Not literally, but joking, because I was sort of unsteady on my feet. But anyway, after I got through with it, 20 minutes afterwards, I was already beginning to think, oh yeah, I've got to do another one of these. And I still have to admit, I love, absolutely love the longer distances. 5Ks are fine, 10Ks are great, but give me a half marathon. That might be my favorite distance. Or even a marathon. And I do think that hopefully less than a year now, just under it, we'll run another one, maybe the one here in North Carolina, the North Carolina Marathon rather, in High Point. And if my training can go as well as it did for the Cannonball Half last year, if I could do that for the marathon, I'll tell you what I learned next week. I don't want to give that away, but I think we can break 4 hours. I know we can. There's no question about it. Maybe run 355, even 350. But I was so hesitant and not able to get in the speed work, but I believe we'll be able to do that. But anyway, building up, as I said, 345, 456, 678, then build up to a long run of 12 miles. I do want to begin throwing the bike in a little bit, stationary bike. I'd love to do 2 days a week of that. I think that would help my hip and some of these issues that I've had with perhaps muscle imbalance. And you know what I was thinking? I believe that those extensive leg lifts I did, I think they aggravated my hip rather than helped it. That and getting out and running too fast, the last 6 miler I did for a portion of it when the hip was not really healthy as it should be, I think those have hindered it. But I believe we're going to be okay. We're going to take our time. and we're going to get there. So that would put me a total between 25 and 30 miles a week, and I can tell you honestly, I'd be thrilled to average 26, 27 a week, unless I'm preparing for a race. And I was reading for a marathon, you can actually run it, if you're smart, and run a good race on 30 miles a week. But that's another story. My next race, I'm not sure. I may or may not do the race around the 1st of July in Greensboro, the 10K we ran last year. I might do that, I don't know. We'll have to see where we are. But I do know, and you can see the countdown timer at the blog, I plan to run the Cannonball Half in October in Greensboro. Lord willing, same one I ran last year. Ran 142.29. That was my first half. I'd love to run that again. Whether we will or not, I'm not sure. But we'll see. That will be October 16th, by the way. And right now, we're planning for that. Okay. I did receive emails this week between this and last episode. The most I've received ever. And I want to thank you for that. Can't mention all the emails, but I will highlight a few. But if you sent me an email, I did respond back. And I do want to thank you for taking the time to send me a note. All of them very encouraging and supportive. So thank you for your emails. If you've never sent me a message, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know you're listening to the show. Just tell me hello. And we'll mention your email on the podcast. But I did want to share just a few of the emails that we received this week. Thank you for sending those. Follow me on Twitter, as I've mentioned. And I do get tweets. My handle is 20-Minute Runner. 20-Minute Runner. You can go to Twitter. Sign up to follow me. And I'll follow you. Hey, Jingles. With the neighborhood cat. Had an email from Suzanne Smith, who has a blog, and I've put a link in the links of interest to the left on the blog page. Suzanne has posted an article, 50 Essential Healthy Habits, or hacks, what I think it might have been. Maybe it's habits, 50 Essential Healthy Habits for Runners. Suzanne, thank you for contacting me. We're glad to link you with the show. And if you could mention the 20-Minute Runner or put a link for it in your program, I would really appreciate that, or in your blog, rather. I would appreciate that. So, Suzanne, thanks. I've been in touch with Matt Howard over at Run Digger Run and shared with Matt about the marathon, how it went. Congratulations to Matt on running a good half. I believe it was the Marine Corps half marathon, or the DC half, rather. Ran a strong race, felt really good. Go to Run Digger Run, or go to the link at my blog. You can catch his program. But Matt had some really kind words to say about the marathon and the time we ran, and I appreciate that, Matt. Matt was very encouraging to me when I started the podcast, because I've been a listener of his for a long time. And he was a great encourager to me and helped steer me in the right direction. Both he and Nigel at Running from the Reaper, which I was sort of a little saddened to see that Running from the Reaper, Nigel was taking a break because of work and things like that. And he basically said he's having a hard time thinking about what to talk about, which I've never felt that about him. We're going to run down here, folks, and we're going to stop and walk back to the house as we close this up. But anyway, Nigel was taking a hiatus right now. Matt's still running. His podcast comes out every 2 weeks. Oh. All right. Give you a little bit on what we did. Certainly nothing to brag about, but tell you what we did in just a minute. Also had a message from Bill Lynn, aka Big Bill Runner, on Twitter.
He's on Twitter and Buckeye, and he had some really kind comments on the last four episodes where I dealt with the marathon. And he's a new listener, but he catches about 30 podcasts a week. Bill, your comments were very, very encouraging to me. And I think I said, as I said in the reply email, if I can hit a nerve with a variety of audiences, that's what I want to do. And it seems like we're doing that. Your email was very encouraging. And come to Port-a-John, they're building some houses near here, and looks like they're swapping one out. So it's hot weather. Fresh Port-a-John would be helpful, as I'm sure you understand. Anyway, Bill, thank you for your kind comments. And then I had one from Jeff Smith from Brisbane, Australia. He said, I just wanted to congratulate you on finishing your marathon. I'm sure your dad is very proud of you. That might sound more like a Schwarzenegger Austrian accent. I'm not sure. But I've been listening in and following you for quite a while now and thought it was about time to say hi. And then episode 45 was just simply fantastic. You truly relay the spirit of the marathon. Keep up the great work. Jeff, thank you. And when I looked up Jeff on the internet, I was pretty impressed with his credentials. And I did want to share just really quickly with you, and I'll put a link to his website as well. In a triathlon career spanning more than 25 years, Jeff's seen the sport grow from its humble beginnings to the exciting sport that triathlon is now. Jeff's been a part of it. He has extensive experiences in distances from short mini triathlons through the sprint and Olympic distances up to the Ironman. And one of his proudest achievements is finishing top five in every race he contested at both state and national levels over a three-year period. That was closely followed by his invitation to work with the Japanese middle distance running team as a technical advisor in the lead up to the Sydney Olympics. His website is www.powerfit.net.au. I'm thinking that probably means Australia. But anyway, Jeff obviously is a trainer of some renown. And so, Jeff, I'm really encouraged that you listen to the show. And to say that we caught the relay, the spirit of a marathon, that means a lot to me. That's really why I wanted to do that. You know, toward the end, I almost thought, I'm going to not record very much of me finishing. I did 3 or 4 minutes, I guess. But I thought, no, I'll only do one first marathon. And I really wanted you to be there for what I was feeling as much as possible, what I was experiencing. Because if you've never run one, it would help you. And if you have run one, you could identify. And I actually cut out a little bit of the time in there because just me running with no vocals or whatever is not terribly exciting. Although me running with me talking is not terribly exciting to some people either. But anyway, Jeff, I appreciate that. I'd love to hear from you. Go to the blog and hit the email me button or simply send a message to 20minuterunner@gmail.com. No the in it, just the number 20minuterunner@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Follow me at Twitter. As I said a minute ago, 20minuterunner is my handle. Again, 20minuterunner. No the, it's not the 20, just 20 minute. Subscribe with iTunes from the blog, or go to iTunes and find the program, or subscribe with your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. You can do that from the site as well. Send me an update on your recent race via email. I will post that on our sister blog, where I have a direct connect to the main blog. And if you have photographs, or send me a photograph, I'll post that on the main blog under listener photos, race photos. And send me an audio clip. I really don't get many audio clips, but if you'll send me, if you have the ability to create a WAV file or an MP3, or even if it's a different format, I might be able to convert it with the software I use. But I'd love to hear from you. Send me an audio clip, whether it's about your last race, or perhaps it's just saying hello. I'd love to hear that, and we will get that into an upcoming episode. So do that for me if you would. I'd love to be able to share that and let other listeners hear your voice and know that you are connected with the program. Okay, we ran 3.14 miles in 33 minutes 17 seconds. And let me see if I can get you the, obviously it's nothing to brag about, but the average pace
was 10:35. Well, that's not bad after 11 days away. I'm pleased with that. But I think that's going to wrap up this episode. Again, it's been great having you with me, and look forward to having you with me next week. I trust that your running's going well. Again, let me hear from you. I'd love to know what your race plans are or your thoughts about this program. And your comments, as always, they've been great. And to be quite frank, they're kinder than I think I deserve. When I started doing this almost a year ago, it was just something I wanted to try and just a hobby. And it's amazing. We literally have begun to connect with people around the world. And that's the most exciting part of this. To know there are people running in Australia or England or, you know, when I check the stats, places like Egypt, South Africa, you name it, somebody is listening to the program, and that's pretty incredible. So, and you're a part of that. And I want you to be a part of the program. So send me an email, send me a WAV file, whatever, and we'll include that. Today's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be hot. But, you know, it's summer in North Carolina. What do you say? We're looking forward to that, though. The weather's been absolutely beautiful. So I hope you have a great week. Oh, wow, my rose bushes. I've got 4 rose bushes, and they're actually starting to, wow, they're growing. There's probably 4 or 5 inches of growth on them. I need to get the weed eater and the mower going in earnest out here. I might take some pictures of my yard when I get it cleaned up and let you see how things look. I've got some ivy growing under my deck, that or my porch I planted a couple years ago, and it has really started to spread, growing up the brick column there, brick wall. That's nice. You have a great week. I'll be back, hopefully, in 7 or 8 days, and probably we'll be sharing tornado coverage information as well as some running as also, so don't think it's just going to be that, but that will be a significant portion of the program, because that's impacted our community in a dramatic way, and I'd like to share that with you and let you be a part of that. But have a great week, everybody. I've really enjoyed being with you, and as always, thanks for listening more than I can say. We'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye. Wraps up another episode. I'm glad to have you with me. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com, the20runner.blogspot.com. From the blog, you can send me an email, you can subscribe to the podcast through iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader, take the monthly survey, or simply look at photographs of recent races and peruse the past episodes of the podcast, including being able to listen to those episodes if you'd like. Remember, all of the music used in this episode can be found at the blog. All music is used under Creative Commons license. It's been great having you with me this week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 7 or 8 days. Until then, I hope your running's going well, and as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20-Minute Runner.